Good evening, everyone, all our listeners, our visitors, and our guests. We are
First Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is Pastor Jesse with my divine associate, Pastor Rose. Say good evening, Pastor Rose.
Good evening, Pastor Rose.
This is our last Wednesday of the month healing service for February 25th, 2026. That's it. The end of this week, February is already gone. January and February 2026. The time is being compressed. And look up, for our Redeemer comes soon, very soon. He promised us. Amen. So we're excited about the Word. We're excited about you being with us tonight. If you need healing in your body, you're in the right place at the right time with the right people.
Doing the right thing.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're excited about the things of God. God is so awesome. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. The greatest thing that Jesus, the Father and Jesus left us is the presence of the Holy Spirit, the anointing. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, in the Old Testament, in the beginning, in Isaiah 10, 27, it tells us that the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And this prophecy, hundreds of years old, this prophecy was fulfilled by Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news." The good news about salvation. The good news about deliverance. The good news about Jesus Christ bringing us healing.
Yes.
Healing. Healing in Jesus' name.
That's good news. That's good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's good news. Great news.
Hallelujah.
All because of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
The anointing. The biblical definition of the anointing is the divine presence of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus on the temple said, "The Lord has anointed me, he has filled me, he has touched me, he has given me the Holy Spirit to preach the good news."
Amen.
Jesus is more than a savior. He is our healer.
Yes, he is.
In Matthew 17, 5, Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, God the Father spoke from heaven, and he said, "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
Amen. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so good, Father.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is God. Jesus is merciful. He is loving. And he has compassion.
Yes, he does.
Jesus heals by the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing is tangible. It's real. Amen. When we graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center from Bible School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Brother Hagen, a modern-day prophet of faith, laid hands on us and he anointed us.
Yes, he did.
He anointed us. God anointed him. And he anointed us to go forth and preach the good news.
Amen.
And the anointing is tangible. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Just as real as the stripes on Jesus' back, as real as the blood of Christ.
Amen.
That cleanses and covers a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. The anointing, the divine presence of the Holy Spirit was with Jesus. And Jesus left us the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he did.
And the Holy Spirit anoints his word.
Yes.
Anoints his word. Tonight, you just receive the anointing of the word, and the word will bring healing, the anointing, into your body tonight.
Yes, amen.
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 Tonight, receive Jesus. Receive his anointing. The anointing of the Lord Jesus brings salvation, brings deliverance, and the anointing brings forth healing. The anointing brings healing because, like we said in Isaiah 10:27, the anointing brings healing. In Isaiah 10:27, the anointing breaks the yoke of
it.
Satan's bondage.
Destroys it.
Destroys the yoke.
Yes. Utterly destroys,
destroys
it.
Destroys the yoke. Hosea 4:6, God says, my people are held captive. They're in bondage because of lack of knowledge. Tonight, you need to receive the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings forth healing. So many Christians are not. Did you hear me? So many Christians are not enjoying the abundant life Jesus promises in John 10:10.
Yeah.
I came that you may. You don't have to have it,
no.
But you get to have it.
Yeah.
It's
I get
ours.
To have it. Yes.
It's ours.
I take it. Man, I take it.
The Lord says, the violent take it by force. Amen. You need to stop settling for less. Jesus came and his blood cleanses and covers a multitude of sins, and he gives us the power. He gives us the power to heal in Jesus' name.
The abundant life is the overflowing in health.
Over the top health.
And the excessive
power of
God to heal us.
Amen. I mean, does it get any better than that?
Lord, that's, you're so good. The over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life healing of God's power. And our flow, the greatest flow we can have, it's love, and that love that abides in us causes us to rise up about sickness and disease.
Hallelujah.
Above that flow.
Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The gospel is simple, church. We make it so hard. We overthink. But how? Don't worry about how. You just concern yourself with receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving. God does the impossible. We do the possible. John 2:5. Mary told the servants, just do what he tells you to do, and he will do the impossible. We don't have to try to figure out how he's going to do it. Whatever it takes to get you healed, a miracle, medicine, prayer, you stay in faith till you faith it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Faith it till you get it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the blessing line till it's your time. God wants you saved, he wants you delivered, and he wants you healed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God wants you saved, delivered, and free from bondage. He wants you healed.
Healed.
The Holy Spirit, the divine presence of God, the anointing, romances us to repent, to receive salvation, to accept deliverance from bondage, and to walk in health and divine healing.
Amen.
You know, I want to take a side journey here. This is February 25th, 2026. And, you know, the gospel works when you work it. It doesn't depend on Pastor Rose or Pastor Jesse.
No.
The gospel depends on you working the gospel. So there's a lot of criticism about Ken Copeland's wife, Gloria Copeland. You know, she's going through some health issues right now. And self-appointed sheriffs, people that have no business criticizing the body of Christ, are criticizing her because she's fighting health. Listen, everybody, we're all going to die until the Lord, unless the Lord tarries. We're all going to die. Brother Hagin died. John Osteen died. Lester Summerall died. Oral Roberts died.
And they were great men of faith.
And they were great men of faith. But guess what? Gloria is going to die. Ken Copeland's going to die. You know, Fred Price died. Who else? Benny Hinn is going to die. Creflo Dollar is going to die. Joyce Myers is going to die. Pastor Rose is going to die. Pastor Jesse is going to die unless the Lord tarries. But death is part of life.
Yeah.
Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is
your
victory?
You don't have victory.
You don't
over
have
us.
Victory.
The Not
last,
even over.
The last enemy Jesus conquered
you,
was
Father.
Death.
Thank you.
We
thank
don't
you.
Have to fear death.
No.
We close our eyes here, and we open him.
In heaven.
We open him looking
Hallelujah.
At the Master's face.
Yes. That
he welcomes us.
Mm-hmm.
I go to prepare a place for you. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of death. It's part of our life.
We
Amen.
Run our race in faith. We run our race in faith. till we get to glory.
We went here.
And we went there.
And we went there.
Hallelujah.
Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said, with man things are impossible, but all things are possible with God. All things are possible if you can believe. That's it. It depends on us. And for years, 40, 50 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been saying, if you're not healed, it's not because of God. And that's the truth.
It's us.
That's the truth. He promises a long life, and when you're satisfied, you can go home.
Mm-hmm.
But not until then. He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. You listening this evening, He's got a plan and a purpose for you.
Yes.
And it's for you to do something to help establish the kingdom of God. Do something. Amen. So tonight, believe you receive Jesus as your Savior, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and God's anointing, the divine presence of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The anointing brings salvation, deliverance, and healing.
Yes.
There is power in the anointing.
Yes.
James 5:15, the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Amen. So Pastor Rose and I are going to pray tonight and believe Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24, whatsoever you desire. Well, we desire healing tonight.
Hallelujah.
We desire healing tonight. Whatsoever you desire, healing. When you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. That's what Mark 11:24 tells us. I mean, that's a word of God. It's in red, and you know, don't overanalyze it. Just receive it by faith. That's what faith is. Faith is believing the word of God, and that's it, acting upon it. It's not rocket science. It's just doing what the word tells us to do. Believe, you receive.
Mm-hmm.
So healing is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. And how do we get healed? By receiving the gift. Believing we receive the gift. Listen, Jesus loves you tonight.
Yes.
Jesus, and just like a good parent, we don't want our children hurting.
No.
We don't want them sick.
No.
We don't want them to suffer.
No.
There is no greater parent than God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They want us healthy, healed, saved, delivered. Every good gift that comes from God is to bless us, to do us good, Jeremiah 29:11 says. I have plans. I think about you every day. I have plans for you, and it's plans to do you good, Jeremiah 29:11. So before we pray, Psalm 30, verse 2 says, O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me.
Yes.
God is a loving Father.
Oh, yes.
He will deny us no good thing. You call out to God tonight, and He will heal you.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name.
Heal me, Lord.
Heal me, Lord, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
Heal me, Lord.
I receive healing.
Your anointing brings healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
The divine presence of your Holy Spirit brings healing in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Acts 10:38. Oppression comes from the devil. Sickness comes from the devil. Disease comes from the devil. It's satanic. He wants to keep us down. He wants to wear us down. And the hardest thing is when we're sick and we're not doing good, people. Those are not good days. They are bad days that the enemy wants to keep us down. But God came, such a loving Father, that even while we were yet sinners, He sent Jesus to die on the cross and took a beating that we deserve, took the stripes on Him so we would be healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You have the power to lay hands on yourself. If there's no one there, you lay hands on yourself, because God, Jesus, before He left, He commissioned the disciples, when you lay hands on the sick,
They shall recover.
And that means they will be healed.
Amen.
It might not be instantly, but you can take it to the bank of heaven that what God says you can have, we can have healing. Can you imagine? Pastor Jesse says, when a parent sees a child sick, he or she will want to take the place of that child sickness so they don't have to have it.
Yes.
So how much more did the Father, through Jesus Christ, took the stripes, took sickness and disease and every demonic oppression that the devil throws at, he took it upon himself. And he says that we were wounded for his transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were. And if we were, we are.
Amen.
Amen. That's your position. Healing is our position.
Amen.
We can have healing anytime. Amen. And you probably said, but Pastor Rose, I've been believing, I've been standing. Don't give up. Don't give up. That's what the enemy, I don't care. I know what sickness is all about. And we have no greater life. People, without Jesus, we're nobody. We're nobody. And we only have Jesus
to hold on to. That's it right there, honey.
We're nobody.
Without Jesus, that's what the enemy wants to do with sickness, disease, and the curse. Separate us. But Romans tells us, what can separate us? What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing. You stay on that blessing line till it's your time in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Healing is yours. The anointing brings forth the healing in Jesus' name. James 5:15, the prayer of faith shall heal the sick.
Yes, the prayer
James
of faith.
James 5:15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith.
And we release our faith into your room right now where you're at.
In this world, there is nothing greater than the faith life.
No.
It is a wonderful life.
Amen.
It
wonderful.
Is a wonderful life, filling our life with faith to
the
please.
The greatest life.
The greatest, to please our Heavenly Father.
Oh, yes.
Father. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank
it
you,
is
thank you.
The most wonderful life, the life of faith.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, you receive tonight. I'm going to close with this verse right now.
Thank you, Father.
Exodus 15:26. This is in the old. Exodus 15:26. Jesus, God the Father, said, I am the Lord that heals you. I am. This is in the old. And in the new, 1 Peter 2:24, Jesus on the cross forgave our sins. And by his stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, thank you.
Don't analyze it. Don't try to figure it out. Just receive it by faith in Jesus' name tonight.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you. The anointing is tangible. It's real. It's present right here in this room, in this office where Pastor Rose and I are. And it's present right where you are.
Thank you, Father.
All you have to do is receive it. Oh, Lord, my God. I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalm 30, verse 2. You stand on that tonight as you receive your healing. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help.
And you heard me.
And you healed me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the anointing that brings forth healing, divine health and healing into our bodies. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. You are so good to us.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. You are so good to us. The anointing.
Thank you, Father.
The anointing is tangible and it's real.
Oh, yes.
You receive your healing tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus'
thank you,
name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing is in that very room that you're in. As you're healing this, hearing this message, the anointing of God is going in as a tangible. You're going to sense it in that place that you've been suffering from. You are healed right now. Right now. Right now. I see a lady and you're rejoicing because God, he touched you right now. You're in your room in your bedroom, you and you're kneeling down and you're raising your hands. You're saying, thank you, Jesus. The anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke of bondage and sickness.
Hallelujah.
It's a yoke
Hallelujah.
From Satan.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be set free. Be set free.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The rest of us, let's just raise our hands and just start thanking the Lord. Just start thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. Start thanking the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You will deny us no good thing, Father. You've given us all things that pertain to life and health and healing. Healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
That person right now with the knee that you're having pain in your left knee, in the name of Jesus, lay hands on it and be healed. Bones, get back in line. Arteries, ligaments, tendons, bones, right now. Align yourself. Get back in line. In Jesus' name. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged. In the name of Jesus, that knee be healed right now. In Jesus' name.
Jesus asked the blind man, what do you want me to do for you? What Jesus knew he was blind, but he wanted the blind man to tell him. So tonight, you tell Jesus what you need. Say, Jesus, I need this in my body. I need this in my body. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years she'd been suffering. All she did was believe that when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that she would be healed. Jesus said, who touched me?
Hallelujah.
Somebody with faith.
Hallelujah.
Drained the anointing, drew the anointing from me. Power that originates from the heart of God. Power went out from Jesus and healed her. Tonight, you tell Jesus, say, Lord, I need healing in this part of my body. In this part. And then just believe you receive. Believe you receive like that woman with the issue of blood who touched me.
Hallelujah.
The anointing of Jesus brought healing to this woman. The anointing tonight will bring healing into your body. In Jesus' name.
I keep getting an enlarged heart. That person, and the Lord said, right now, put your hand in your heart and command it to become normal. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, you get back
in Jesus
to the original state that God made you. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, okay.
No more enlarged heart. And that fluttering in your heart stops now.
In Jesus' name.
And it beats with the rhythm of God's love and the way he created you to function perfectly and normally in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There it is. Take it.
I keep sensing there's somebody by themselves listening to this, and you just feel lonely. You know, the spirit of depression, the loneliness,
thank you.
And just weariness. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, your Holy Spirit touches this person from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father, right now in Jesus. You are special. You are special to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed you with long life for such a time as this. You're not coming to the end of your life. You're coming to the point where Jesus can use you into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
You've gone through hell and back. But God has a purpose for you for such a time as this. Just listen. Listen, hear, and obey, and the devil can't stay. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He's got something for you to do.
Hallelujah.
And you can do it. Whatever he requires, you can do it. And get up from that loneliness and depression. You are a special child of God tonight. God loves you. He loves you so much. He sent Jesus to die just for you. In Jesus' name.
And we break the power over that spirit of depression, loneliness. It's nothing but a spirit from the pit of hell. And we command you right now, get your hands off of that person right now. And we command you to go to a dry place where you'll find no rest. Get away from that person right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We close the door to that loneliness and depression right now.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
get a hold of somebody, get a hold of another Christian, and just agree with them. Just agree with them. Say, agree with me that Jesus is alive and real in my life, in Jesus' name. You are never alone. Jesus, you, even with us, FHK, never alone.
Thank you, Lord.
Phone Andrew, email me, text Pastor Rose, get a hold of somebody. We'll agree with your decree. Jesus gives you the victory. Your decree is victory in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, Pastor Rose. Do you have anything else? The anointing, the tangible and the real. Amen. Tonight, the anointing brings forth healing. Jesus is the healer. You receive it tonight. And you stay in the blessing line till it's your time, and your time is tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Good night, Pastor Rose. Good night, everyone. We love you. Be blessed. We plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family,
your loved ones,
and over your house and property and vehicles, the highways and the byways that you go, marketplace, the workplace. You are covered by the blood.
You're the head angels, and not the tail.
And the angels of the Lord are encamped around you, everywhere you'll go.
You're the head and not the tail. Amen. You're blessed coming in, blessed going out. You win here and you win there.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we say,
amen.
Be blessed.
God bless you.
Be blessed. Stay healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yes, amen.